It could be months, even years, before we know how the Gulf oil spill is affecting wildlife. The only possible gauge at this point is to look at what happened the last time we had a massive oil spill in American waters, and conservation groups say the news is not good.
Many animal populations have not recovered, and a 2007 study found that thousands of gallons of crude oil still lie just below the surface of the region's coastlines.
There are at least 12 species in the Gulf that are either endangered or threatened, including the brown pelican, sperm whales, and sea turtles. If they avoid the oil in the water, they may not avoid it on plants when they feed or on nesting grounds when they mate.
We don't know is what shape these female nesting sea turtles will be when they arrive here on the beach, and even more importantly, what shape the next generation will be in when they hatch.
That's from a Defenders of Wildlife report about sea turtles. As she says, we don't know. Would we feel better or worse if we did know? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, May 21st. I guess what we don't know may not be hurting us, but it's probably hurting a lot of turtles.
Oh, it certainly is. And of course, that will be in the biosphere for, you know,
decades,
a long, long time to come. Let's check out the morning's top news stories, which includes the Gulf oil spill, but begins with the Senate passing financial regulation yesterday. The president says it's a big victory over the lobbyists Wall Street deployed to actually stop this bill.
When they couldn't kill it, they tried to water it down with special interest loopholes and carve-outs aimed at undermining real change. Today, I think it's fair to say that these efforts have failed.
But the lobbying continues. The House and Senate begin work reconciling their versions of the bill. The president expects the legislation on his desk by the 4th of July. Rust-colored oil from the Gulf of Mexico oil leak has started washing up on the Mississippi marshes. BP, the oil company involved, has admitted the leak is much worse than previously estimated, and the government has told BP to start using a less toxic type of chemical dispersant to break up the oil spill.
Joining us now, Jay Holcomb, director of the International Bird Rescue Research Center. Jay, we've found 10 oil-soaked bird carcasses in Louisiana. About 150 sea turtles, 12 dolphins, 2 pelicans have been found dead. But we don't know whether the oil killed them. We've heard biologists saying they're afraid the danger here is going to be underestimated because we haven't seen massive corpses yet. Are you concerned about that?
Yes, of course we're concerned because, you know, the bottom line is it's a very large spill, as we all know, and animals like dolphins and turtles swim away from it when they're impacted and doing their thing. So they could be hundreds of miles away in Mexico or wherever and may not be found. So it's always hard to judge how the impact on these things to the wildlife.
We'll talk to you more about how to judge this. Jay Holcomb, stay with us.
On her three-nation tour of Asia today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the evidence is, quote, overwhelming that a North Korean submarine torpedoed a South Korean warship. She says North Korea must face consequences for its action. North Korea denies responsibility and has threatened to retaliate against any attempt to punish it with, quote, all-out war. Scientists have announced a major step forward in the effort to create artificial life. They've produced a synthetic living cell powered by man-made DNA. President Obama commissioned the study last fall.
And European Union finance ministers are meeting in Brussels today. They're going to try to figure out how to improve the Eurozone debt crisis and save the tanking currency there, the tanking currency that is affecting markets across the globe. Asian markets are down. European indices are down. Futures are now down. The Dow will start at 10,068, the S&P at 1,071, and the NASDAQ at 22.04. Coming up later, we're going to go to Korea, where that story you just talked about, where North Korea has threatened war if they get new sanctions over torpedoing a South Korean warship. We'll talk about that in a half hour.
And endangered species, that oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, on the same day that some biologists and geneticists have created synthetic life in the laboratory. Has the human race gone run amok here? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Creating life and destroying life. What should the human role be? Tell us.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.